listening to From the Attic Podcast, brought to you by Progzilla Radio and Dead Bob Productions. Presented by Brian Watson. Splendid fellow.
Get back in there right now and play Yaya Ding Dong!
Brian and Mike on the fourth Sunday of the month at 6 p.m. for the American Prog Show. Only on Progzilla Radio.
You know, I can still remember the very first sweets given to me by my grandfather. They were Werther's Original, and I was just a boy. I had a bit of trouble opening that shiny golden wrapper, but then, well, I'll never forget that first taste. Sweet and creamy and uncommonly good. I remember feeling I must be someone very special when my granddad gave me his wonderful butter candy. Well, now I'm the granddad. And what else would I give my grandson but my Werther's Original? After all, he's someone very special too, you know.
Hello and welcome to the From the Attic podcast on Progzilla Radio. I'm your host, Brian Watson. We heard Without an H there from Dark Star and Captain America with a K, no less. Just gave us an opportunity to play the idents for the American Prog Show that Mike and I present on the fourth Sunday of the month, only on Progzilla. 6 p.m. it goes out. And also gives me a chance to plug the Nawabum on NTAP slot that we have, where we play a random new wave of British heavy metal track on Not the American Prog Show that goes out weekly. Both spellings are relevant. That's Friday at 6:30. It's a co-production between Progzilla Radio and Sanford Hospital Radio, from where we broadcast, from Dead Bob's hospital room, awaiting his return. He's at large. If you don't follow NTAPs, you probably have no idea what I'm talking about. There are podcasts up on progzilla.com. We'll get to the news from Progzilla World shortly. Lots of podcasts to catch up on. We'll play a track that one of the presenters played in said podcasts. And we'll also shoehorn in a track from the inventor of the sea drill, Mr. Jethro Tull Esquire from Lowestoft. We compile the From the Attic podcasts on a thrice weekly basis and put them out as a full NTAPs broadcast, which is nice. We'll get to the news, as I said, momentarily. Whilst I get my notes together, all pen and paper here. None of this spreadsheet, computerised nonsense. Speak to you shortly.
And it's over to Tony for tonight's gamble.
It's star prize time, it's 101 or more, and it's Brian Throy. And that's a one. Oh, that's out the board. It's a one, it can't be done, unfortunately, but that's the gamble.
And now, on From the Attic podcast, it's time for the news, which, if you think about it, is north, east, west, and south. So they got that wrong. But listeners, be reassured. What follows has all the right events in the right order, straight from the horse's mouth. And Brian Watson is that horse.
and welcome to the news from the world of Progzilla. Head on over to progzilla.com and you'll find a smorgasbord of progressive rock news items, podcasts, and whatnot. First up, we've got podcast 79 of 101 Dimensions, curated by Emma. The concrete mix, don't ask me what that is. She plays, amongst others, Morton Subotnick, sounds like a firm of solicitors, Nine Inch Nails, Vampire Rodents, great band name, BTW, Igor with two R's, Throbbing Gristle, is there any better kind? And Cabaret Voltaire. Now, they sound French, but they're from Sheffield. Don't know what happened with a long Good Friday there. There's also podcast 287 of Emma's Northern Star. She plays John Martin with a Y. Talk, talk. And life's what you make it. More of that anon. Mike Rutherford, who is Dead Bob's third favourite Genesis guitarist. After Brian May and Burt Whedon, Steve Hackett without an H. Tony Banks, I'm sensing a theme there. Frank Zappa and Genesis. There's Sounds That Can Be Mike, where Mike Whitfield Esquire stood in for Steve Bleese and played Alias with a E and a U. Steve Hackett again, Gordon Giltrap, the Corgis with a K, Isildur's Bane, Jigsaw Cats, I Love Cats Broy, the Black Heart Orchestra, Lonely Robot, and our favourite kind of beer, OPA. The main man, the head honcho, numero uno, maestro, Cliff's live from Progzilla Towers, number 360 is up on the website. Cliff played Styx with a Y and an X. Mr. Fish, Lunatic Soul, The Flowers of London, Die Cart, sounds like he's from Wales, near Wales, Dead Bob. Three Colours Dark, Vespero, sounds like a scooter. Herbie Hancock with no H's, Toe Hider, and Enya. There's Progwatch 739, Moonlighting, where every song has the word moon in it, or every band has the word moon in it. There's a plethora, count them, four Sounds That Can Be Made's. The Progressive Track Show 383, Size Doesn't Matter, is up there. We'll get to more news momentarily. But first, Basil Brush Esquire.
Oh, it's a marvellous place, this recording studio. All those dials and tape machines and turntables. Oh, I'd like to be a recording engineer. But it must be a nerve-wracking job, living on spins and needles.
You're listening to Nod the American Prog Show on Progzilla Radio with Brian Watson.
We're back with the news. Thank you, Basil. Yes, the Progressive Track Show 383, Size Does Matter, is up on Tut website. The following artists are just some of the fine musicians you can hear without an H on said podcast. Adult Cinema, Terms, Grex. Lie by mistake. Lie spelt with a Y. Troker. Onsegan Ensemble. And Weevo Zebra. Or Zebra. I love zebras, boy! Finishing up this look at the news. There's the Prog Mill Progivolt Special. Download it to listen to, amongst others, The Velvet Underground, Faust, Babe Ruth, Kansas, Steve Village, without an H, Rick Wackman, Celeste, the Wombles of Wimbledon, and Mogwai Thrash, or Mogul Thrash, even. That's it for the news. We're going to finish up with a gratuitous Jethro Tull song. Because we can.
I have to sleep standing up like a horse. Brian made some straps for me so I can hang and sleep like Black Beauty.
And so, gentlemen, I give you the toast of...
It's that Condor moment. The discovery of that singularly mellow, positive flavour that makes Condor a tobacco worth getting to know.
Condor.
Condor, tobacco worth getting to know. Get to know Ready Rub, too.
Jethro Tull from Lowestoft. One of them had one leg, or so it seemed. But if you look closely, he simply had his leg tucked up his ass. Now, that was a gimmick.
Got passport, credit cards, a plane that I'm catching. Black Sunday falls one day too soon. The taxi that takes me will be moving so quickly. My suitcase is simply too full for the closing. A fan shirts and kisses all packed in a hurry. Two best-selling paperbacks chosen at random. The sign of salespersons to whom I might have them. Black Sunday falls. small immortality, born in the minute of mine that's returning, impatient feet tapping and cigarette burning. Homecoming one day too soon.
Jethro Tull from Lowestoft there, and Black Sunday from A, a much maligned Jethro Tull album, in our humble opinion. That's it for this edition of From the Attic. Hope you've enjoyed it. Hope you can tune in again next week. Hope this gives you some enjoyment whilst you're walking around a nature reserve, on the bus or the train, or if you have some dignity and some disposable income in your car. I've been Brian Watson. Look after one another. Be safe. Wash your hands. Wear a mask. And given luck and a following wind, we'll speak again soon. Ta-ta, love ya.
And if you've been affected by any of the issues raised in tonight's programme, you can call the number at the bottom of your screen.
Hello?
Hello, is this the number to phone if I've been affected by any of the issues in
tonight's... Yes, it is.
Right. Well, I've been affected by some of the issues in tonight's programme.
Oh, sorry to hear that, sweetheart.
Yeah.
Okay, thanks for calling. Bye for now.
Alright, bye.
failed me for the last time.
Please, I can keep failing you.